This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Mike Pence is also very anti-choice. He thinks abortion is murder, which, first of all, don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you gotta get that baby out of there.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner this Saturday, probably the worst crime against comedy since The Hangover Part 2, but it's not the only unfunny thing that happened. This month marks, by the way, the one-year anniversary of Kathy Griffin. Remember her? The single most unhappy person in America, posing with a severed head of Donald Trump. Well, today she went on The View, of course, and revoked her apology, assuming that's possible for that, and then took additional shots. Here's part of what she said.
I can't believe it's been a year since this.
I know.
It's a year this month that that picture was released.
Right.
And we already described
it. What year has it been?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I take the apology back. And the sons, Don Jr. and Eric, or as I call them, Eddie Munster and Date Rape.
She's a lot of fun. Author and columnist Mark Stein joins us tonight. So what are we looking at? You have this remarkable ability to stand back and sort of see the big picture here. What are we looking at in these two appearances?
I think actually we are looking at the death of comedy. To go to that abortion joke, first of all, actually Ed Henry, insofar as it is a joke, Ed actually told it better than the so-called comedian did. It relies on a sort of word inversion, don't try it till you knock it, but if you do try it, knock it out. Is that a joke that a professional joke writer should write? I mean, what's fascinating to me is it's offensive without, I quite like a lot of sharp, edgy, so-called dangerous comedy, but this stuff is offensive without actually being funny. If you look at what she was doing on Saturday night, Kellyanne Conway is a liar, and then Sarah Huckabee Sanders is also a liar, and if she'd had time for so-called jokes about Mattis and Pompeo and Sessions and the rest of the cabinet, they'd have all been liars too. And what's sad is that this is such defanged comedy. You were talking about the caravan
exactly.
A couple of minutes ago. I'd love to have jokes about the caravans, jokes about North Korea, jokes about President Macron. This is a smart, sophisticated Washington crowd in black tie, and they're listening to this woman using the F word, making a joke about how her private parts require a lot more yarn than those pink hats on the Trump parade. This is sophisticated wit for the smartest people in Washington. This is the death of comedy, because there's nothing the left can make honest jokes about except to mock Republicans as liars or uptight Christian fundamentalists hung up on abortion. Nothing
right.
else is left.
Mark Stein's comments, well received and well appreciated, puts it in perspective here. This is a crime against civility, is what this is all about. And, you know, it's tough being a comedian. Granted, I mean, there are some people that are gifted, and it's been a long time since we've had a Red Skeleton or a Bob Hope, many others that we grew up with in our generation. And but this is what comedy has reduced itself to, is the F word. And what I've seen time and again with comedians, and I think some that are brilliant, like George Carlin. George Carlin, in the end of his career, I thought he was a brilliant wordsmith, had such a command of the language, amazing. But you could tell, even with his gift and all the hard work that he put into his craft, when he panicked, then he gravitated to the F word. Eddie Murphy the same way. A lot of black comedians today. It's like it's comedy's answer to turning the music up and lots of reverb for musicians, you know. But it is a sad commentary. This is a crime against civility. And look, experience defines preference, and I believe America is realizing that we do not need this kind of uncivil comedy in our midst, do we?
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
So speak life to the deadest, darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive.
We're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we got to jump right into this because we've got so much to talk with David Horowitz over, and we're going to be taking a look at the collective conservative writings of David, the Black Book of the American Left. David, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Thanks, Bill. I'm doing good.
Hey, let's talk about this latest entry. This is Volume 9, Ruling Ideas of the Black Book of the American Left.
Right. It's a sort of a summary volume. There are two ideas that have ruled Western history for the last 200 years. One of them is the American, and that's why we're, by the way, why we're in one of the chapters caused America's Second Civil War. The last time we had a resistance to a duly elected president was Abraham Lincoln.
Exactly.
This Civil War won't be a shooting war like the last one because the federal government is too powerful. What it is it's a political war over who controls the federal government and therefore America's destiny. Why do we have a civil war? Because there are two competing views which are incompatible. I think Lincoln famously said, a nation can't live half slave and half free. It also can't live half individualistic and half collectivist.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democratic Party has become a collectivist party. That's the gravamen of that essay.
Yeah. David,
where's an idea?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say, all right, let me just say, but you know, you talk about the dichotomy of these two entries, but where does this deep state fall in? Are they just an arm of, or more that the Democrats are an arm of the deep state, or the other way around? Or is there a third entity here possibly?
Well, I think the deep state is, you know, it's never as simple as, you know, one idea versus another. I think there's a huge problem in the Republican Party of the Never Trumpers seem to have such a huge problem with his personality that they're willing to join the enemy camp.
Right?
I don't know any other way to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know. When Mitt Romney calls Trump, what did he call him? A phony and a fraud?
Mm-hmm.
After begging for his endorsement and saying what a great businessman he was just, well, I don't know, whatever it was 4 years before. That's not ideological, I don't think. That there's some screw loose there.
Mm.
But, the American idea, which is under assault from our educational institutions, which are all controlled by a communist left, and teaching that whiteness needs to be abolished. Right. That we live in a white supremacist society. I mean, this is lunatic stuff, mm-hmm. but it's deeply infected the Democratic Party and all the progressive forces. You have to go back to our roots. America was created with a document that said that all men are created equal in the eyes of their creator and therefore have to be treated equally by government. And that meant they had equal rights, inalienable ones, mm-hmm. to liberty, and then, of course, life in the pursuit of happiness, meaning you don't have government tell you what to do all the time.
Exactly.
And this led to the liberation of the slaves. What you hear from the left, the progressives, the so-called liberals, is that America was built on racism and slavery, which is a monstrous lie. The slaves were enslaved by black Africans. Europeans didn't go over to Africa and throw nets over people. What they did is they went to slave auctions where black slave owners sold black slaves. It's America and, of course, England, but really chiefly America mm-hmm. that liberated the slaves at the cost of 350,000 lives. Every black in America owes their freedom to Thomas Jefferson, who the left wants to tear down his memorials, and Abraham Lincoln and the 350,000 Union soldiers. Anyway, the idea of America is you don't judge people by their origins, by their skin color, by immutable characteristics. You judge them by the content of their character. Of course,
exactly.
It took 200 years to do, but that is the idea that is embedded now in the Republican Party. It used to be both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And the collectivist idea is exactly the reverse, that you judge people by their skin color, their ethnicity, their gender, their sexual orientation. If you read the Democratic platform, it talks about systemic and institutional racism, but the Civil Rights Act outlawed institutional racism. If there were real institutional racism in America, there would be thousands or tens of thousands of legal suits, and the courts, which are quite liberal, would be awarding huge,
settlements. Sure, exactly. Right.
So instead, we have this polarization of the country because the Democratic Party is committed to a racist ideology. You can see it in what happened in Philadelphia in Starbucks.
Yes, exactly.
He had two big black guys, physically big, come into Starbucks, and they want to go to the bathroom. And a small, I'm presuming, I don't know if she was, white or Hispanic, mm-hmm. doesn't really matter, but a small woman says it's a company policy that you have to buy something in the bathroom. And they say something like, we don't know, but hell no, mm-hmm. or F you, or whatever they said. And she gets scared. It's pretty reasonable. And she calls the cops. And the cops did make another mistake in that they cuffed them. That wasn't smart. It's a fairly complex issue here. That really doesn't have anything to do with race. But the head of Starbucks is a Hillary supporter, lays off or whatever he does, takes 8,000 people out of work mm-hmm. to train them in unconscious bias. So what's implicit there is that this was a racist attack on two black males. They get rid of the manager. Thank goodness she's suing them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this melodrama of black and white, black victims, black oppressed, and white oppressors. This country, if we ever got to the point, and we're pretty near it now, where that's what goes on in the country, it's not America anymore.
No, it's not.
And my book is this book, Ruling Ideas. And by the way, I got a whole website called Black Book of the American Left. blackbookoftheamericanleft.org. You can read the introduction, the table of contents, the reviews, and so forth, of all 9 volumes of this work. But it won't be America. We'll have a society in which you're judged, by the color of your skin, by your sexual orientation, by your gender. And then they have all ways of making it even more complicated in New York. They're already 31 genders officially recognized by the city of New York. Mm. And if you don't use the proper gender, you can be prosecuted.
Exactly. That's
this
pretty incredible.
A totalitarian police state in the making.
Right. Well, we've got to go to break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The Black Book of the American Left, Volume 9, Ruling Ideas from David Horowitz, right after this.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Dear, I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire.
Back with you later. ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you along with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with David Horowitz continues. We're talking about the Black Book of the American Left. David, real quick, remind everybody where they can go for more information, the website
sure.
that you had mentioned.
If you get this book at Amazon, you can get it at frontpagemagazine.com, and you can get it and read a lot of it at blackbookoftheamericanleft.com.
David, it's quite astounding, as you outlined earlier in some detail, how the Democrats are able to get away with the attack on conservative principles, on principles that founded our nation, principles of unity. They've bifurcated us into different elements to where we have become the un-United States of America.
They have a seductive message. They exploit America's sympathies for the underdog. Mm-hmm. So if you create victim classes, it makes it seem like you're for justice. But the reality is this: the Democratic Party controls 100% every major inner city in America, every killing field, every school system that year in and year out does not teach black kids to read and write, and half of them drop out of school to begin with, and the half of them who graduate are functionally illiterate. This is a social atrocity. Democrats have controlled these cities for 50 to 100 years in a city that policy can affect. Democrats are 100, and progressives are 100% responsible for it. But on the other side, you have Republicans who are what? Is it cowardice? Are they too polite to mention this? It's just, it's unreal. Why aren't there Republicans in Congress clamoring for a new deal
exactly.
for black America that would liberate them from the chains that Democrats have put on them? Mm-hmm. It's mind-boggling.
Well, and this is why Donald Trump was able to gain traction, because he went into the black communities and said, look at your history. What have you got to lose in going along with some white gazillionaire out of Manhattan compared to you? Oh, yeah. By the way, you just had a black president. How much better are you off now?
Yeah. Now, we're so under Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Obama and Clinton and Barney Frank really engineered the subprime mortgage crisis, which stripped black America from half of its net wealth. The Democrats are the worst nightmare for black people. And they have all these corrupt figures like Cory Booker and the unspeakable black caucus who serve, by serving the myth the Democrats are a party of minorities and the poor. They make off, they're all millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a graft system. But again, Republicans are too polite to notice.
Well, the Republicans, and I also blame David Horowitz, the mainstream media, they're not doing their job. They're giving... And I understand it, but still they have to be culpable for this just as much as the Democrats, because they've perpetuated the narrative, have they not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what does Acosta do but ask these sneaky questions to see if Republicans are racist? I understand why somebody in the media, I'm offended as a writer, too, that they have so sloughed off their responsibility as journalists to report and have just become agitprop people. I thought they should have closed down the White House press conference, although it's become a little bit more disciplined. But it was just a wolf pack.
Exactly.
For Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge problem, I agree.
Well, when you've got
the biggest problem, the key to all this is to have Republicans change.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the 50 of them have resigned. Maybe they'll be replaced by better people.
Well, we need people of courage, and Donald Trump is fighting this almost by himself here. And you know, some of the Republicans are realizing they cannot carry the day. They're just so ideologically dysfunctional that they just cannot fit into this. And Donald Trump is giving them a vision of how to get this country back on track. And look what he's doing with all odds against him. 90% of the media reports against him, and doing everything they can to put a stick in his spokes as he's trying to get this country back on track. And look what he's still able to accomplish in spite of all this antagonism.
He has an iron constitution. I think most people would wither under those attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, that's what put George Bush back in his box. Mm-hmm. He never defended the war. And, you know, it's because he was intimidated by these treacherous Democrats who sabotage our wars mm-hmm. while they're happening.
Well, you got to know what you believe in, David. If you don't know what you believe in, I mean, this is what we loved about Ronald Reagan. Right, wrong, or indifferent, or whatever, you know, you got the idea that this is what he believed in. This is what leadership does, right? So here we are. We're in an opportunity in this country. This is why I say, look at with Donald Trump. He has been an agent of exposure. He has exposed the deep state. He's exposed the deficiencies and the cost overruns of this country.
I don't know about you. I mean, I've been in politics maybe 50, 60 years, and I am shocked at the level of corruption, at the top of the FBI.
Yes.
This is so much worse than J. Edgar Hoover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt.
They should all be in jail.
Well, I remind people, David, of President Trump, that first week or so, when he came out of the Oval Office into the Rose Garden, and a couple of the media were there, and they said, "Hey, how's it going, Mr. President?" And he had this look of concern on his face, and he looked at him and said, "It's worse than I thought. It's a mess."
Yeah.
I mean, that was that's quite telling. And now here we are, a year down the road, after all these investigations, the Russian collusion, you know, the FBI, the weaponization of the IRS, all this stuff that Barack Obama and the Democrats gave us.
Obama used the intelligence agencies to try to destroy his operation. That's police state stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Obama should be in jail. He's never going to be in jail, but he should be.
Well, I guess the point is, does our government have the courage to do what it's it's going to take? Because it's, I mean, we've got a deep cleansing that needs to take place here. I mean, the body is loaded with cancer, and we need to open this thing up. And, you know, starting with the FBI, the fact that you had the people at the very top, as you mentioned, David, as corrupt as they are being exposed here, this is pretty scary stuff. I mean, we've got a lot of work to do here.
Oh, I agree. It's a war. And the only thing that it really encourages me, aside from Trump, is young people. Young conservatives are much more aggressive than their elders, and they're much more fearless. And that will change. I think that the longer Trump stays in, the harder it's going to be to defeat him. And the more people who will follow his example.
Well, the thing is, it's empirical evidence. I mean, look at their checks. They say, "Well, I'm getting all this bad news about the media, but all I know is I'm making more money. I'm paying less for gas. I'm able to buy a house. I wasn't able to buy a house before."
I think the attacks on Trump are so lunatic and off the wall that they're self-discrediting. You can't, the guy's Hitler. He's mentally incompetent. There's always chaos in the White House. You can't get that together. You just go on and on. And meanwhile, what did he do? He faced down Kim Jong-un, whom they all appeased. Clinton gave Kim Jong-un billions of dollars on the promise that he was going to terminate his nuclear weapons program, which he never did.
Right.
Obama appeased him for 8 years. Bush did nothing.
Yeah.
And Trump, and whatever, he's been in office a year and a half.
Yes.
You know, he's changed the relationship.
Without a doubt.
Well, we'll see.
Well, David Horowitz,
we
got to leave it right there. Extremely enlightening. David Horowitz, thank you, David, on Bill Martinez Live. Appreciate it.
All right, Bill, thank you.
Money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
America, Bill Martinez here. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finances with us. For 18 years, Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as a Wall Street correspondent. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, boy, a lot of excitement going on, headwinds in the stock market. It's been up and down, quite the roller coaster ride. What's happening?
Interest rates are rising pretty sharply here, Bill. So for the first time in over 4 years, the 10-year Treasury, which is the benchmark everybody looks at, has gone over 3%. A year ago it was 2%, so it's really had a big move in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going up because of worries about inflationary pressures. One of the things that specifically happened recently is the tariffs on steel and aluminum have now kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
And are raising steel and aluminum prices dramatically. Steel 25%, aluminum 10%, and that kind of works its way through the economy to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
And other commodity prices have been going up as well, including oil, which is up to almost $70 a barrel. So those concerns about inflation are making interest rates go up. And the other thing, Bill, is that the Treasury is borrowing a huge amount of money to cover these deficits. Now, it was great that we had the tax cut and it helped the private sector, but it means the government is collecting less revenue because the tax rates are down. Mm-hmm. And remember, they had that budget deal where they added, what was it, $300 billion at the end, just a little extra spending while we're at it.
Just so for fun.
More spending, less revenue, deficits going up. This week alone, the Treasury is issuing $98 billion in new Treasury debt. It's going to be well over $1 trillion this year. So all these reasons as to why interest rates are rising so sharply.
Well, and that's the problem with all this, Jordan. I mean, if you sit there and you fix one aspect, one sector of the economy, it affects the other. It's like pushing on one side of the balloon. The other side's going to push out, right? And it's right. Trying to find that sweet spot in between to where things balance out. Are we going to have that opportunity?
Well, economic growth has been good. We're probably growing at about a 3% rate, and the tax cut certainly has helped the private sector, but at a cost of a higher deficit. I mean, that's just the way, and people knew that going in.
Right.
I think we're going to have a $1 trillion deficit as far as the eye can see, and this is when the economy is good, Bill. Can you imagine what would happen to the deficit if the economy goes down and we go into a recession? It would go up dramatically. Okay.
And, of course, we're trying to swallow down rates at the same time, right?
Yeah, well, when you have rates go up like this, this means the Treasury is going to be paying more on its Treasury bills, which has been pretty much at zero for a long time.
Right.
Just take those rates from zero to one, and you're talking about a huge increase in the deficit right there, just on that alone. So this is, I think there's going to be more upward pressure on interest rates. And I'm concerned about people who have money in fixed income vehicles, bonds, real estate investment trusts, utility stocks, master limited partnerships. They're getting hurt, Bill, and they're going to get hurt more, and they may not realize it, but they are losing a lot of principal as interest rates keep rising here.
What about the fixed incomers?
That's exactly what I mean. If you're in the bank, in a CD, you're getting still less than 1%. Money market funds, zero, pretty much.
Wow.
And they're getting nowhere. I mean, I'll give you what I'm doing in my circumstance, because there is an alternative for people out there who are not getting anything at the bank and getting hurt on bonds. I do what are called secured real estate funds.
I'm liking that.
Yeah, because that's a way of getting an 8% yield with no market fluctuation. The price of it stays at $10 a share. So as interest rates keep rising, you don't lose your principal as you're going to lose in bonds. There's a website for that, securedrealestatefunds.com. They're basically lending money short-term to commercial real estate projects all over the country. Done this for many, many years. So sometimes, Bill, you can have your cake and eat it, too. Here's a way of getting 8% with no commissions at all without having to worry about the ups and downs of the stock market or the bond market.
How confident are you in that?
Extremely confident. I mean, this is domestic.
I mean,
only,
I appreciate you sharing this with us. And, you know, that's the question I have from some of our listeners from time to time. And they go, you know, I hear Jordan talking about this and, you know, I want to do it. I'm just not all that familiar with it.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure there's a high level of confidence in this.
Well, there is. The people have been doing this for 30 years behind this successfully, including through 2008, 2009. The maximum that they borrow or they lend against a particular project is 70%. So there's always that kind of equity cushion there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a widely diversified portfolio. They may have 30 different projects going on at any particular time all over the country in many different kinds of projects. They'll do apartment buildings, parking lots, medical offices, just all kinds of different things. So the diversification makes a real difference. So this is, to me, a way that people who are not aware of how much they're going to be losing in bonds and utilities and REITs going forward can really keep their principal relatively secure, but get a yield of 8%. And you can do this, by the way, inside an IRA. If, say, a lot of people have money, CDs, money market funds, and IRAs doing nothing.
Right.
Here's a way to earn 8% tax-free inside an IRA. So, again, they should just check it out if that's helpful to any of your folks.
SecureRealEstateFunds.com. And you've been involved with them for quite a while yourself, directly.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm in.
You're speaking from first-hand experience here.
Absolutely. And I know the managers of this thing very, very well. And when you have a 30-year track record of having done this, that's a good thing. So it's avoiding the pain that's going to be hitting other people and meanwhile getting an 8% yield. So that's my solution for, and I think rates are going to rise further. I mean, we're over 3% now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could go up to maybe 3.5% on the Treasury this year alone, which would be a big move.
Well, and then you got, the GDP. I mean, some are saying we're 3%, you know, but this is going to put some pressure on GDP growth and productivity.
Well, that's right. When you have higher rates, for example, the mortgage market, okay, mortgages are getting near 5%, 30-year mortgages. And on the margin, that's going to take some people out of the housing market as far as buying homes, because I just can't afford it or don't want to take on a 5% mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So that has a multiplier effect, right? And when people don't buy homes, they don't buy TVs and carpeting and furniture and all the things that go in those homes, mm-hmm. right? So that definitely slows down economic growth in all kinds of ways. That's one of the most direct ways, but also raises costs for business.
Exactly.
Right? Business is going to be borrowing at higher rates as well. So maybe some projects won't make as much sense with higher interest rates. So it has all kinds of impact on us. And the Fed Reserve is continuing to raise rates as well, at least two more times, maybe three more times this year, Bill, which all I think we're going to continue to have rising economic growth, but rising interest rates as well.
And, Jordan, what is this going to do for the people who are rent burdened? I mean, already they're rent burdened, and this is going to put a lot of pressure in terms of supply-demand for home rentals.
Well, that's right. If people can't buy because mortgage rates are too high, they're going to be wanting to rent or stay where they are. And in many cities, there's a shortage of rental housing
exactly.
out there.
Yeah.
And so that puts upward pressure on rents. It has lots of implications all the way up and down the line. You're right.
Wow. This is absolutely incredible what's going on. But I think that, you know, like anything, when you make this transition, we went through this with Ronald Reagan, did we not?
Well, that, different. I remember when Reagan came in, interest rates were extremely high,
mm-hmm.
and they were falling for the most
right.
part. I mean, when he came in 1981, the prime rate was like 14%. And remember, they had Volcker come in, and they squeezed the economy and went through a recession in 1982. But that took the inflationary bias out, and for most of Reagan's term, rates were falling.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Trump came in with rates extremely low,
mm-hmm.
and now the economy is doing better, so you have upward pressure on interest rates.
Well, I guess my point is that either way, whether it's Reagan or the Trump economy, there's a transition to look forward to, and that's what we've got to get through is the grief to happiness ratio.
Right.
We're going to go through a little bit of grief before we get happy. I mean, on the surface, it looks good. We got bonuses being paid out, 3% GDP, but then we have the reality of the rest of the economy catching up.
That's when the economy gets stronger, it puts upward pressure on interest rates, and the Fed Reserve is worried about that, about potential inflation. People have to pay more for money. And as we said, it's going to make the deficit worse as well, just because what the Treasury is paying as well. So you're right. It's a big transition from where we were before. We got used to 0% interest rates for a long, long time.
You think?
And now we're going to, reality is coming back to haunt us, I guess.
Well, kind of amazing. You say, well, you know, people don't want to chew down a 5% mortgage rate when 5% not that long ago would have been greatly received. But now 5% is proving to be a barrier to entry possibly now.
Well, you're right. I mean, we had below 4% on 30-year fixed rate mortgages for a long time. And people got spoiled, like you might say, and now they don't like it.
Well, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answered Man, how can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from your folks all the time, and always glad to help your folks, Bill.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Mannering launched Braze Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Ingerlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joya Joaquim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which is another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as independent as they get. Good to have you along with us. It's time for the Good News Girl. Yes, we're talking the one and only Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. You can go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. And the videos that we're going to talk about today and many others are linked right there for your enjoyment, our gift to you, because we're givers, aren't we, Samantha?
That's right. Well, at least we try to be.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we that's just the way we roll. Well, you've got lots to share with us. I saw these truckers, you know, going under an embankment, and you know, was wondering what was going on, and it was their interjection to save a man that was threatening to jump off a Detroit overpass. Right.
That's right. Last week, about 1 o'clock in the morning, there was a man in Detroit, in northern Detroit, and he was thinking about jumping off the bridge. And, you know, it's standard procedure for them to shut down, you know, so nobody else gets hurt. They're trying to talk this unnamed man out of it. You know, it's a terrible situation. He's feeling suicidal. Well, one of the police officers decides to ask a trucker to stop. And apparently this is something that's been done in the past, but you've never really seen it on the scale. There end up being 13 semi-trucks in total that formed a barrier underneath the bridge under this overpass so that if the man did jump, then he wasn't going to be really hurt. It basically stopped him from being able to kill himself. So, you know, it was kind of, I mean, it was one of those pictures that you see it and within a moment you're choked up because you realize this man who had felt alone at the beginning of this, you know, now he has two police officers by his side and he has 13 truckers, you know, with a vigil trying to save this man's life. And, he decided not to jump and, we're so thankful he didn't. And hopefully he'll be getting the help that he needs.
Exactly.
Turn his life around and feel better.
And for those truckers to set aside for a moment their schedule and the job that needed to be done, you know, like good Samaritans, they they come together to save this man's life. What a sweet story. Now, you've got another one here. A 14-year-old hero caught a woman who jumped from a burning building moments before it collapsed. What's all this about?
That's right. In Belknap County, Georgia, this young man, he's 14 years old. His name's Antonio Sr. And there was a woman in his apartment building caught on fire. And he was trying to help a woman who was caught on the third floor. And, mm-hmm. you know, nobody ever knows what they're going to do in that situation. But, you know, she was scared. And he said, come on, baby, just jump. I got you. And, you know, without any other choice, the woman decided to jump. And she jumped. And he catches her. And moments later, the building starts to collapse from the fire. And
he catches this woman jumping out of a building. I mean, that is.
That's right.
I mean, let's just say, you know, she's 100 pounds. I mean, by the time you get 2-3 floors down there, you got a lot of force coming down. And this 14-year-old catches her.
Yeah, that's right. And he, you know, he did it without question. It was just like, come on. I love that he said, come on, baby, I got you. And she jumped. 14. And he dared to catch her. 14 years old.
Wow.
And, you know, and everybody walked away from that fire, and, you know, with some minor injuries. But that woman, if she hadn't had that young man below, you know, that's a difficult choice to make, to be in a building and think, if I jump, I might die. If I stay, I'm going to. You know, what am I going to do? And then she's got this little, this young man, he's, and, you know, in my opinion, an angel and a hero.
Right, exactly.
And I'm sure many people agree with me, including this woman he saved. But, you know, I love stories like that, especially when you have, like, a young man, Antonio Sr., just being a courageous person and stepping up to the job. And he said as soon as he saw the fire, he just thought, we have to save people. We have to save these lives.
Exactly.
And he did.
Wow, wow. What a sweet story. Well, here's another one. We love dogs, right? And this one's a good dog. This is an adopted pet that saves a family, speaking of fires, huh?
That's right. Another hero in a fire. Well, this dog, Chrome, he had been adopted by a family in Bastrop County, Texas, back in November of last year. And, you know, he had been actually hard to adopt because he was super high energy. But this Laura Smith, as soon as she saw this dog from across the parking lot at a pet adoption event, she was like, he's for me. Well, recently, their house caught on fire, and Chrome, the dog, wouldn't leave her side until she realized what was going on. And as soon as he got her attention, he sprinted down the hall and got her children. And, you know, so she saved his life, but he turned around and saved hers right back. And it kind of reminds you of how, you know, why we love dogs so much. You know, we do a lot of different stories about pets, but one of the reasons they're so special is because they do seem to, you know, love us and help us back in return.
And they're always there. I mean, they're the first ones at the door when you come in, right? Tails a wagging. I mean, you know, their tongue, oh yeah, and they're all excited and everything. I mean, hey, why not?
That's right. I mean, you can't really feel bad about yourself if you have somebody that's that excited to see you when you get home, even if it's got four legs.
Yeah, I mean, you could have had a bad day at the office. You come home and there's Rover right there. Oh
that's yeah. Right.
Yeah, just unconditional love. Yeah, this is great. Tell us about this Texas town that organized a 5K run with beer and donut stations. And this is my kind of town, beer and donuts.
Okay, this is even better than a 5K run. It's a 0.5K run.
Oh, a 0.5K, not even, okay, all right. Yeah, because... Hey, you need to have more time for beer and donuts. You don't want to get in the way of, you know, the other 4.5 miles or 4.5K run.
It ends up being like just over 500 yards. But this Texas town decided, you know, it's in Bourne, Texas, and they said this is the curve for the race for the underachievers. There's really no way it could take more than 10 minutes. They're raising money for, you know, I just thought this was hilarious a bit. And I was like, you know, more people might participate in running events if it was only 0.5K. They've got a donut break along the way. They have a medical tent and a professional athlete telling them how to stretch at the beginning. But they're doing it for a good cause. It's not just to be funny, even though I think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it to raise money for this local charity called Blessings in a Backpack. And what happens is when students will be out of the classroom, there will be teachers that leave food in their backpacks. You know, these are kids that are on, you know, on like where they had their lunches paid for.
Right.
And so, you know, they might go home and not have food over the weekend. And it's just something that's simple, that's able to like kind of get them through. And it's done without them having to know about it or it happening in front of the classroom. And I think that's a really great idea. A really worthy cause. And, you know, maybe more people could model this around the country. And I certainly think there would be many of us that are capable of participating in this 0.5K.
Yeah.
A really...
for the underachievers, for all the people that say, hey, yes, I'm going to start running tomorrow. I mean, this is a good way to start. Plus, you get immediately rewarded. You got beer and donuts.
That's right. And if you want to be a VIP, you can pay $25 and they have an awesome decked out bus that will take you the 0.5 kilometers.
Hey, give them the $25, do the run anyway. You'll feel better for it. So how many yards is this again? How many yards?
Just over 500.
Just over 500 yards.
It's half a kilometer, so like a third of a mile. About a third of a mile.
Well, good.
You can walk, you can run, and you get beer at the beginning. You have donuts in the middle, and then you have another beer at the end.
So this is like a beer donut Oreo type of experience, then, huh?
That's right. And I love that they have like a break station. I mean, honestly, if this is a straight race, you'd be able to see it about to the end just as you start. It's one of the few races you can see. Just picture just a little bit more than a lap around the track.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good fun. Hey, let's see. Comedy lives. I mean, in spite of, you know, the White House, dinner, the special dinner that they had, with the journalists and all that, You just go do a 0.5K run with beer and donuts and realize that you can still laugh in a way that's civil and, everybody can feel good about it for a good cause. Now, this other story here, a Louisiana teen stops a basketball game, kneels out of honor for a passing funeral procession. What was this?
That's right. So when a group of teens, they were playing basketball in Franklinton, Louisiana, and they saw this funeral procession going by, and they decided that they're going to pause and take a knee whenever they saw this funeral going by. And sisters Lynn Benevu and Joanna Stroud, they were in the procession line and mourning the loss of their cousin, Velma Crow. Mm-hmm. And when they saw the boys fall to the ground, they were just so touched that they stopped and took a picture. I think it's important that people do realize how respectful young people can still be, because I feel like sometimes kids can get a bad rep, but these young men were out there playing basketball, and, you know, you would think they wouldn't be paying attention, and they certainly didn't have to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how they do it in the rest of the country, but a lot of times in the South, what we do is we pull over to the side of the road out of respect. If you see a funeral procession, you'll pull over.
Exactly.
But these young men took a knee, and, it's one of those things when you read the headline and you see the picture, it kind of touches your heart immediately and brings a tear to your eye and, kind of reminds us that there's hope yet, you know?
Yeah, maybe you got to send it to Colin Kaepernick and those NFL players that want to take a knee. This is a good reason. Maybe you can learn from the young kids why you take a knee and a good reason for it. Wow, what a blessing. Something to learn right there. Well, congratulations to them and our condolences to the family. But what a touching memorial and a teaching lesson by these young kids to realize what's more important in honoring those that have passed. This is Bill Martinez, Samantha Mal. Thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number